Hey y'all, you're listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney. This episode you may have to turn down a little bit just because it's like, I don't know, I'm just super loud and I'm really not talking loud at all. So yeah, that's just a warning. I haven't talked to you guys in so long. I say this every time, but time is just moving too fast for me. Like, I feel like time is just getting away. We are now pretty much mid-September. September, October, November, December. So we got about 4 months left in this year. And I already realigned my goals. But I do want to let you guys know that I did go ahead and leave my job. So, yay to stepping out on faith. And so today I just wanted to speak about moving past fear. On the last podcast, I kind of told y'all that even up to me making the decision, I still worry about whether I'm making the right decision or the wrong decision, that type thing. And we have to move past that. You know, it's nothing wrong with worrying about it until you do it. Just don't not do it because you're worrying about it. Eventually, over time, I think I get to a point where I'm not as, you know, and when I say I was worrying about it, I mean kind of like I was thinking about it maybe every other day, but not like every day, all day. Not like that. That's how I used to be. But more so like I think about it for a short period, then I go on about my day, and then I think about it again later on. That type thing. But this is just one of those things. Moving past fear where you're going to have to do it to do anything new in your life, like legit anything new. You know, if you want to be a painter, you can't be worried about, oh, am I wasting money if I buy this paint? What if I can't paint? What if I don't know the right equipment to get? What if people don't like my paintings? You can't really be worried about any of those things. Everybody in your life that is successful at anything they have done have literally just done it. Not saying that they didn't have insecurities or any of that while they were doing it, because more than likely they did. They just moved past it. Everybody has imposter syndrome at some point in time. I go through it a lot. Like, if I'm learning a new skill, I took a grant writing course, and it was like, oh my God, am I going to be a grant writer? Can I see myself being a grant writer? You know what I mean? Just feeling like, okay, maybe I wouldn't belong in this space. Everyone feels like that, but you can't let that type of stuff hold you back, or you're just going to remain in the same place. And that goes for couples too. Remember, this is a Crazy in Love, or Am I in Love with Crazy, the podcast. And with relationships, that goes with doing new things. You know what I mean? You can't be afraid what's going to happen if you invite your spouse somewhere, so then you never invite them. Or afraid your spouse may not like such and such, so therefore you never do it. And stuff like that. You got to be willing to take your own chances and move past your own fears. And that's also with breaking up with someone. Do not let fear keep you in a relationship. That happens a lot. Where people stay in a relationship because they don't want to break up with somebody, or they don't want to be the person to end things, or they don't want to be the villain, or whatever the case. But they end up staying in a relationship because they don't want to make the change. They don't want to move past familiarity. They don't want to move past knowing this is my life right now. You know what I mean? I know that you come home at 4. I know that I cook. I know that we have takeout on Fridays, or blah, 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 blah. And you're really not happy, but you don't want to give up being comfortable. And I mean, in hindsight, that is insane to stay with someone that you don't want to be with, or not even that you don't want to be with, because it take a long time to kind of realize, like, okay, you know, maybe I don't want to be with this person long term. But to just keep keeping yourself in that space, because it's comfortable and you know what to expect. Everything in life that people do, they pretty much want to stay routine, and that's the problem. You know, if you want to be successful, you want things to go different from you than your family, you have to get out of your comfort zone. That may mean moving to California. You know what I mean? You can't, of course your family going to want you to stay home. Of course they will. But then there'll always be somebody that say, no, you should go. Because that's right. And they already see what life in this place is like. That's for everybody that don't want to move out of a town that they complain about. It's people complain about my city all the time. But it's like, why won't you move? You know what I mean? If you want to be in a city that's more populated or quote-unquote popping, why not make the move? And most of the time, people won't make the move because it's going to require something of them. If you want to live in a popping city, guess what? Your rent just went up. So you have to get a job that's going to pay you more so that you can afford to stay there. Right? And that's requiring something of you. So a lot of times people want change, but they don't want it to require anything of them. They just want it to happen. They just want the change to come. And, you know, with manifestation, people believe that about manifestation. Like, oh, I'm manifesting. Manifest is pretty much just speaking something into the earth. Just speaking it. Speaking it, claiming it, writing it. Anything like that. Praying on it. All that good stuff. But the thing with manifestation that people forget is that you have to do the work. If I'm speaking abundance into my life, that means I have to open that door. Check's not just going to come to me. So if I want abundance in my life and I don't want to work for anyone and I want to do the things I want to do, let's say I know a girl on my page and she's super good at it. Where she go to thrift store, she buys clothing, and then she, like, sometimes she tailor them, sometimes she don't. But she pretty much has a resale business. So that's something she probably loves to do, you know what I mean? She probably loves thrifting, and now you're making money out of it. So that's bringing abundance in your life, doing something that you love. So if you want that, you still have to pitch yourself out there. You can't say you want multiple streams of income, but yet you just going to work every day. You have to open the door. Like, it will come, but you have to do your part. And sometimes fear stops us. You know, what if I buy this inventory and nobody buys it? Oh, what if I'm making the wrong decision? What if it's not going to work out? And with leaving my job, I had all of these feelings. But I also knew that I was so unhappy that I didn't even care about going or not going. Or, you know what I mean? So I'm doing a disservice to myself to keep showing up somewhere that I feel like is just draining me. Draining me. I'm not liking the work or the work environment or the hours. Or management. You know what I mean? Or anything. I'm not liking anything about the job. So I'm doing a disservice to myself to just keep going. To keep showing up. You're not going to get a reward for it. You know what I mean? This is your life. Your life. So you're not going to get anything for doing it. You know what I mean? It's just going to be like, okay, you're one of those people that did it. And then people get down the line. Well, they've been working at a job for 20, 30 years, and then they realize how unhappy they is. Now, of course, some of that can deal with survival mode. And like I say, I'm very grateful, and I know how blessed I am to be able to do a hard reset. But if you're somewhere you don't want to be, and you know, you maybe not as blessed as me, just, you know, speak abundance into your life and maybe do start a second stream of income and something that you want to do. Or start learning a skill that's going to help you with that thing you want to do. For example, if you want to work, let's say, a social media marketer, Google offer classes for free for, I don't know exactly what for, but for like Google Ads or something. That's something that will help you in that particular work thing, in that field. And you just have to move like that. All the Ivy League classes, they offer college courses for free. But if you want the certificate to show that you've taken the class, I think it is a fee if you want that. And I don't know if the credit is transferable. But I'm just saying that it's always options. And sometimes we get so caught up in just being okay and staying in the same spot and hoping for the best. You know what I mean? But really, we're not doing anything to secure the bag or to secure the future that we want. You know, one of my things is I want to work from home. So I have taken my grant writing course. I'm in another course. And grant writing is a lot, y'all. But all in all, what I'm saying is I have started making moves that will line up with that future. You know what I mean? If ultimately my goal is to work from home or to kind of be freelance and kind of spend my days how I want to spend my days, it will benefit me. It would not benefit me to go find another job where I have to work for 40 hours. You know what I mean? Because then here I am tying down my time again. And if ultimately I was going to do that, I could have stayed where I was. So, and then of course it's the fear, okay, well, what's going to happen, you know, when you run out of money or, you know, are you going to be okay long term? And the answer is I don't know. And that's okay. We humans are so set in stone at trying to know things before we need to know them that we take away the adventure. We take away all the possibilities because we just need to know. I need to know, you know, that I'm going to have financial stability. So therefore, no, I'm not going to try to do this, that, or that because this is important now. But this is a man-made world. And of course, yeah, you should be financially stable, blah, 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 blah. But you should have some type of joy in your life too. And I think people are forgetting that, you know, they're getting caught up in the, I need to work. You know, I need to work, so I need to make money. And that fear of not having money, which is man-made, is keeping a lot of people in a lot of places. You know what I mean? This one thing is keeping people at a set pace where your time is no longer your time. And time is the one thing you got. So when we talk about fear, it's okay to be afraid, but it's also okay to move forward. You know, let me give you an example. Let's say all your lights in the house go out unexpectedly. All of them. So it's pitch black in the house. You can't see anything. You can't see in front of you. You can't see nothing. If you stay in that spot, then you're just going to be in the dark, right? But if you start walking forward, moving forward, you're going to either, let's say you have candles, flashlights, curtains, whatever. You have something in your house that can give you light. So if you walking around in the pitch black and you make it to your curtains, right? So you open the curtains. It's nighttime, but you let a little moonlight in. So guess what? It got a little brighter. So now with the moonlight, you able to see, you know, okay, I'm in this room and I think I put a flashlight over here. And now you can go in that area and look. You can't see great, but you can see a little. You find your flashlight. So now you're able to turn on the flashlight and now you have a direct form of light. And with that flashlight, you're able to navigate through the house, make it to the breaker box, and turn the flip the switch, and now your house has light again. Do you understand? If you would have stayed there, you would have just been waiting. You would have been waiting for morning, for daylight, to do anything. You would have been waiting on something to happen to save you. If you would have just did the moonlight, then you would have said, okay, I have this little bit of light. This is enough. Let me just lay down and I can at least see what's in this room with me. But the rest of the house is still dark. If with the flashlight, you could have got the flashlight and stayed in that room. But no, you chose to walk through the house and get to where you need to get to turn on the breaker box so that you could see everything. And that's the thing. And that's exactly what walking on faith is like. Exactly. Like, you have to do it. It's not just going to come. It's not just going to, oh, well, I think she wanted enough, so we going to give it to her. No, because it's somebody out here that wanted and willing to do something for it. And that's the difference. That's the difference. We all know people that are in the same place they were 5 years ago, 6 years ago. You know what I mean? And it's not saying anything about those people. It's just they may have missed their opportunity. And they may be waiting on another one to come around. But they don't have to wait. That's the plot twist. They don't have to wait. And they don't realize that they don't have to wait. We in the form of the internet. You know, and with that, what I mean is that you can learn anything you want to learn. And that's it. You can learn anything you want to learn. There's no set thing that says, oh, no, you can't learn that. You can't do this. It's free coding class. It's all types of stuff. So when we talk about walking through fear, you have to just keep walking forward no matter what it is. It's always somebody that's willing to pay. And I've learned this. I've learned it's people willing to pay shipping. I'm not somebody that like paying shipping for stuff. What? If people that pay for shipping with no problem. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is there's somebody out there willing to buy whatever you're selling, to invest, to whatever your dream is. It's somebody out there teaching it. It's somebody out there going through the same challenges as you. It's mentors looking for the right person to mentor. It's all types. It's programs to help you along the way. It's communities. Facebook has a lot of groups of people that are literally in groups. I'm in a garden group. I'm in a stock market group. I'm in a cooking group. I'm in all types of groups. So it's literally groups of people that are more than happy, ready to help, and ready to assist. So fear is one thing. But in this day and age, you're not doing anything alone. There's a whole backing. There's plenty of people that are trying to achieve the same thing that you're trying to achieve. Just don't stay stagnant. And even in a relationship, you know, when we talk about healthy love, if you and your spouse is going through cycles, it's time to look at why, you know, and assess the situation. Do you want to be in this situation in 4 years, 5 years? Don't think about it if they change, blah, blah, blah. Think about them right here, right now, the person they are today. Do you want to be with this person that's sitting in front of you today for the next 4 or 5 years? Could you do it? If you could do it, cool. If you can't, it's time to walk on fear. Maybe you don't have the resources to go get your own place, blah, blah, blah. But is that okay? Because then that would be you using this person because of what you don't have. And with that, I mean, of course you want to make a plan. You know, you don't want to be out in the street, blah, 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 blah. But you definitely don't need to be misleading the other person. An exit plan on your part need to be in place. Whether that's going to be you go stay with family, friends, blah, blah, blah. Because if you just stay there, you know that you no longer want the relationship or this person isn't making you happy, then you're doing a disservice to them and you're doing a disservice to yourself. You being misleading. So it's like fear holds a lot of people in a lot of things. I'll never forget one time I thought something was wrong with my car. Like, it felt like something was wrong with it. So I didn't drive it. And, you know, I didn't drive it for days. And because I was afraid. I was afraid something was wrong with it. I was like, oh, if I drive it, you know, something's going to happen. It's going to break down. I'm going to have to get a tow truck. You know, I'm thinking in the future now instead of in the present. And the prison would have been, you know, try to figure out what was wrong with it. But the fear kept me from doing that because I was thinking of all the things. With something wrong with it, I'm not going to have the money to fix it, blah, 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 blah. Well, I ended up getting in a few days later trying to see, you know, if I heard the sound that I had heard before. And guess what it was? A tree branch was, like, under my tire, but, like, it was stuck under my car. It was stuck under my car where the tires could still move, but it was like dragging the tree branch, if that makes sense. So here I am, didn't go anywhere for days. You know what I mean? Ain't going anywhere for days, sitting up here worried, you know, all this stuff, and it was nothing. Because I wasn't in the prison. Because if I was in the prison, then I would have tried to see what was wrong with it. Instead, I was thinking of the future and thinking of the money I was going to have to spend and blah, 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 blah. So fear held me there. And it was three or four days where I'm not going anywhere because I don't know what to do. So I made a problem that wasn't even a problem. Problem don't even exist. Don't even exist. And sometimes that's what fear do. Because sometimes things will work out. You know what I mean? Sometimes things will just work out because it's supposed to. You know, it's not always going to be this thing where, oh, my life is terrible. Well, that's you, just how we talked about manifesting, and you manifesting that. If you constantly talking about your life is terrible, then guess what? It is going to be terrible because that's all you see. That's all you know, that's all that you relate to, the bad things that's going on in your life. There's plenty of good things. Everybody that's listened to this podcast did one thing, and that was wake up this morning. You did that. So you need to thank God for that. You didn't wake up on your own. And if you like me, you got somebody guiding you. Thank your ancestors for guiding you. Because mine definitely guided me and assist me in the things that I need assistance in. And without your ancestors, you would not be here right here right now. You wouldn't be here. Somebody made a sacrifice for you. And think about the world in the past. Every bloodline has been through something that's just like, I don't know how they did that, or we say, couldn't be me. Well, you got somebody, when we talk about women's rights, and then you got the whole civil rights movements, and just being mistreated in so many different ways. And we say stuff like, couldn't be me. Well, it wasn't you. It was somebody in your bloodline went through that trauma, so you wouldn't have to. And so that you have those two things to be thankful for every day, no matter what. Somebody went through some trauma to make sure you got here on this earth. Somebody gave birth to you, that's two. And God woke you up, that's three. So you cannot just sit in misery every day and say, my life sucks. But yet you're not doing anything new because you're scared that you ain't going to be good enough. Maybe you're scared of the way you look. Maybe you're scared of the way you present yourself. Maybe you're scared that you're not ready, blah, 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 blah. But you're making a reason of why this, whatever thing it is that you want, it's not going to work out for you. And you're speaking into the air. That is fear. And like I say, we can be afraid, but we can't let it stop us. We have to keep going. You know, at some point in time, everybody was afraid. I was a teen mom. I didn't know how having a baby as a teenager was going to turn out. I was afraid. But I moved forward in my fear. I knew I wanted the child. I knew I wanted to put her on the earth. I knew I was going to love her. So there we go. I didn't have no set plan. I didn't know how I was going to buy baby stuff. Or I didn't know any of that. And that's just being honest. That's being transparent. So, yeah, that was just on my mind to come talk to y'all about fear. Because we cannot let it stop us. And we have 4 months left in this year. And 4 months is enough time for you to create a new habit, learn a new skill, make some new goals for the last 4 months, to try something new, try something adventurous you wanted to do, make new friends, go on a date, do something different with your spouse, maybe cook something different for your spouse, or, you know, try to have a heart-to-heart with your spouse, or to do therapy, or any of that. Because to be a complete person, it always going to come back to the same thing. Crazy in Love, the podcast, is dedicated to healthy love. And that's also within you. You know, if you mistreating you, that's not okay. It has to be all the way around from every angle in your life. And sometimes it's yourself that's doing yourself a disservice. It's yourself. And so, I'm going to wrap it up there. But for the homework, think about, what are you afraid of right now? What is something you haven't moved forward on? Could it be writing a children's book? You know, having that hard conversation with your spouse about something that happened a couple months back. Bringing up something to a family member that bothered you. Confronting a teacher about something your child has told you, quitting your job, looking for a new job, anything. What are you afraid of right now? So write that down. And then write down possible solutions, not future tense. Like, don't think about this going to happen. Write about possible solutions. For example, if you know you've been writing a children's book, some things you could do right now will be research the process. You can actually write the book. You can find an illustrator. Just, you can create a YouTube channel or page or something. And do something for that goal. Because the more you work towards the goal, the more you're going to do. And the more you're going to do, the more you're going to work towards the goal. So that's all I have for you guys. Thanks so much for listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. Remember, healthy love starts with you.